Sean, what exactly is a Farewell for Now tour?
It's just an open-ended hiatus that we feel is will be beneficial for the band and each other. I mean, we love each other and love playing, but you know, sometimes I think there's a danger being too safe, and you know, we've kind of thrived on being uncomfortable, and I think it's just good to take a break and use another part of our brains for a while musically, or you know, just kind of explore new areas. We've been a band for a long time, and it just kind of worked out, you know, in contractually and everything. Just kind of seemed to fall into place. It just seemed like a nice time to sort of put it up on blocks for a while.
How difficult is it to have to be saying a long goodbye, saying goodbye in every city that you play?
This year is one of my favorite years of touring ever, because it's we're doing a lot of things we've never done, bringing out special guests to play with us, like you know, Bela Fleck and Fiona Apple and Bruce Malsky and you know, Glenn Phillips, and it's been really, really fun and different, you know, involving people in our sets. It's exciting. It's bittersweet, but it's also exciting. We're, you know, embarking on a new area of our lives, and this is the part that we love. And it's not really that bad. It's actually just really fun. We're taking, you know, I don't think we're taking anything for granted. We're really appreciating each show, and you know, when you've done as many shows as we have, and toured as much as we have, you can kind of get into a fog of, you know, musical doldrums, where you just kind of go along traveling, playing shows, no end in sight. Not that we don't love playing shows, but you also need some excitement and uncertainty in your life. So it's fun, and it's kind of sparked a new kind of creative edge with the band.
Now that there'll be no new Nickel Creek CDs for a while, will you finally re-release Here to There, your album from 1997, which, as I understand it, sells pretty big on eBay?
Well, you know, if we did, then we would drive those prices on eBay down. Fly the van, Bob, you know? No, I don't think we'll...
Well, that's not just you guys selling those out of your van or anything.
Oh, no. No, it's not. I actually found a hidden stash in my parents' house, like a box of 30 of them.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe if times get tough, I'll start, you know, trickling them out.
What are you going to miss most about being together?
I don't know. I mean, I suppose I'll know when we're not, you know, together. I don't, you know, I love so much about the band. You know, the camaraderie is great, and the energy and the excitement and on stage, and the audience. I think that we've kind of cultivated being able to go around and play these great, great venues and clubs and theaters and have them be full of people. It's pretty cool.
When the tour is over, what's the first thing that you want to do personally for yourself? Travel, you know, work on some new music?
All I want to do is play more music. I've already got, you know, everybody's kind of got things kind of in place that they're going to, you know, do. Sarah's getting a solo record with John Paul Jones, January, February. I made a record with John Foreman, who from Switchfoot, and we're going to put that out probably in the spring and do some touring behind that. Chris has got a new band, Punch Brothers. I'm going to try my hand at scoring film, and I've also got a couple other side projects that are... they're going to come to fruition next year, and it's all very exciting. I don't think there's going to be any, you know, vacation time for much of us. When we're not working, we all kind of feel weird. We're sort of workaholics that way, and I think it'll probably be that way for a while.
What are you listening to right now? What's influencing your writing? What are you listening to?
You know, everybody's got the new Radiohead record. I'm really getting into that. I like the new Ryan Kiley record too, strangely enough. I like it. I listen to a lot of stuff, a lot of like Dylan. You know, I love Gillian Welch. And, you know, I don't know what really. You know, I have to look through my iPod and see what else is kind of. But I usually kind of am influenced, not necessarily by what I'm listening to at the time. It's usually like stuff that sort of I've listened to a while ago, kind of. Percolates for a while, kind of. I don't really. It's hard for me to get inspiration from something new. I'm mostly just trying to, you know, when I listen to a new record, I'm just enjoying it, you know, because it's new and something that I haven't heard. And maybe a couple years down the line, it will kind of find its way out in some way.
But. Yeah. Well, for the record, everybody's on good terms, right, in the band?
Oh, absolutely. We wouldn't be playing shows if we weren't.
It's not like Van Halen or anything like that, were you?
Well, you know, Sarah does break out her karate every now and then and beat us up. So.
Sean, thank you very much. Good luck to you on your work in the future. I know it's going to be an exciting time for you all to have some time to work on things individually, and then hopefully get back together again in the future and to do it all again. I guess you've got a 20-year anniversary coming up. You guys have been together nearly 20 years. Any thoughts about maybe a 20-year reunion?
There's absolutely no thought about any of that. Hopefully it's not that long, but, you know, I don't... There's, 20-year reunion. Yeah, well, yeah. That's like a year out. That's like a year from now.
I know. Yeah, well, 89,
no,
I guess.
I don't know. We're just, you know, that's way off in the distance.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you very much for speaking with us, and good luck to you.
Thanks so much.
The Tonic theme was written and performed by Melanie Johnson.